Abby is a mom in New York City. Her son is young, which can make holding meetings from home tough, especially on the phone.
The things that they were saying, so a lot of it just wasn't easily applicable. Oh, I'm so sorry. One second. What happened?
Can you do what you care about me?
Why?
I don't know why.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Can you tell me to go, Mom?
Yeah, give me a second because I'm on the phone. I'll be out in just a minute. You want to sit with me?
Okay, sorry.
I'm not using her full name because Hab is a foster parent. She is critical of the foster training system and she's worried that if she speaks out, her son could be taken away.
The trainings that I've been to, or at least that first initial training, it was just like rushed. It felt like they were trying to get through it just to get it done, like sharing a lot of information, but it wasn't very interactive.
Like all foster parents in New York City, Abby needed to get certified, 15 mandatory hours of parenting basics, and 24 hours focused on childhood trauma, all on Zoom. But Abby says she would have appreciated more hands-on training. She thinks that role-playing different scenarios and bringing in former foster children and foster parents could have been more helpful.
And it wasn't at all helpful. Like, the person who was training it, I felt like had never met a child, a human child. And it just wasn't very helpful.
These concerns are shared by many foster parents I've had the chance to talk with. During the pandemic, the training moved to Zoom, and they were shortened from 30 to 10 hours. And apparently, the parents like Abby say they're not learning enough. Emily Sherman, another foster mom in New York City, is grateful that the online trainings allowed her to get certified. She works in the film industry and had been too busy to attend in person until the pandemic hit.
I had talked to this agency a bunch of times about wanting to do it and trying to make it work, and then a new job would come up and I wouldn't be able to do it. So when the pandemic happened, they called me and they said, "We're doing our first Zoom class. Do you want to do it?" And I was like, yes, absolutely.
Sherman says that on one hand, Zoom opens up opportunities for people to get certified, but on the other, she is skeptical about the content of the classes.
But I also think that the nature of being a foster parent is really boots on the ground with kids, you know, whether it's bath time, changing, feeding a baby, or helping a 12-year-old with homework, or, you know, cooking dinner for your family and all of the kids. And so Zoom training is not designed for people that already have a very full plate to give 100% of their attention.
John Landsverk is the founding director of the Child and Adolescent Services Research Center at Children's Hospital in San Diego. He says the training is focused on explaining roles to foster parents, like that their job is to prepare the kids for a potential reunion with their birth family. And he is worried that the trainings do not include enough practical experience.
Now, it's not that agencies don't give training. They do. But it's mostly kind of operational training. And much, much less was there training on how to deal with these children that were coming into their home.
But what if the children you foster have behavioral issues? During my reporting, I encountered stories of foster kids who'd set fires and even attacked their foster parents. But remember, foster parents receive only 24 hours of trauma-focused training. Landsverk says he doesn't have a problem with the length of the training, but the content.
And a high proportion of kids in child welfare have some kind of mental health problems. But trauma-focused is not necessarily training a parent, a foster parent, on how to deal with the child.
Landsverk says one solution is providing trainings after foster kids arrive in their new homes. When asked about parents and expert concerns, the Administration for Children's Services, the agency that oversees children's services in the city, did in response to our request for comment. Tommaso Baronio, Columbia Radio News.